This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The suspect in the deadly shooting at an LGBTQ nightclub in Colorado Springs is facing more than 300 charges after a court appearance Tuesday. CPR's Dan Boyce tells us they include hate crime allegations.
In Colorado, the term used is bias-motivated crimes. Anderson Lee Aldrich also faces multiple charges of first-degree murder, attempted murder, assault with a deadly weapon, and many others. District Attorney Michael Allen is prosecuting the case.
When you file 305 counts in a case, that tells the public, this community, this state, and this nation that we are taking this case as serious as we possibly can, meaning that we are going to prosecute this case to the fullest extent of the law.
Five people were killed in the shooting on November 19th. The next court date is scheduled for late February. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Democratic Senator Michael Bennett and Republican Senator Mitt Romney want the Department of Agriculture to do more to help Western farmers dealing with drought. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
In a letter to Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack, Bennett, Romney, and 13 other Western senators from Washington to New Mexico are urging the USDA to step up aid to producers in their states in the face of a 22-year drought. The bipartisan group writes, the acute shortage of water for Western growers threatens productive farmland across our states. They want to see parity in how the department uses its funding to support efforts to conserve water, improve water infrastructure, and help producers in the West. They're also asking for regular briefings to discuss what's being done to help farmers and ranchers in the region. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
You can find these stories and more at CPR.org. Coming up this hour, it's 1A.